Paul, the day after being able to finally get to the game yesterday, you have an off-ice meeting with your club here today. What's it like as you get ready for the finale here of the Global Series today?
Well, again, different routines, right, than we would normally run. So we brought them to the rink on an 8 o'clock game and went through some things we'd like to do a little better here. I think everybody's enjoyed the experience. We're back in full hockey mode now. It wouldn't really matter where we are. We're prepping for a game. I think it took a while for us to get going last night, and we'd like to change that and make sure we're good at the start.
Is that the key to getting out of the gate on the right note for your club tonight?
You know what? There's just a big chunk of unknown in these games, right? But for any team, if you don't start right, that doesn't mean you can't finish right. And we got better. I think after the second shift of the second period, we were good right to the 3-minute mark of the second. And then I think we gave up six in the third, six shots. So we improved greatly from our start.
We always kind of talked about how much you like playing the same team in back-to-back kind of scenarios. What kinds of maybe minor adjustments are you kind of looking at?
I'm not giving you any of that. I think we'll just stay with our hockey club. We can move better right at the start. And for us, that's more simply, you know, if we make the first option selection then we are a faster skating team. We didn't look fast and we got faster.
What did you talk with Patrick Laine after last night game or in this morning?
Yeah, I haven't said a word to him. Don't mess with a hot guy. A goalie gets a shutout, I never talk to him, right? Just don't touch his equipment. Just nod at them and keep moving.
Can you take your coach's hat off for a second and just kind of think about what he was able to do on that stage last night? Like, how cool was it to stand behind the bench and see him get three on a stage like that?
Well, we talked about this week. You know, he's a young man, and this is an awful lot of pressure. In a good way. I know he's dealt with it his whole life, but the season didn't start the way he wanted it to start. He knows he's coming home to Finland. So there's some anxiety in that. I'm just pleased for him. Just really happy for him. Happy for his family, too. I don't know. He had 170 tickets over two games. Keeps scoring. I'll be able to afford to pay for him. So I'm happy for him. He's a good person. He's a good human being, and he wants his team to win. But I think he was carrying it with him, and hopefully this kind of just relaxes him a little bit, loosens him up. You know, confidence for a shooter is so important, and he can keep going.
Did you see the confidence after that first goal, Paul, kind of get back with him a little?
I thought it was, you know, the first shift, everybody bobbled a puck on the first shift, and then after that I thought his game was right. It was back, straight lines. He's a big, strong, he's 20, but he's going to be a powerful power forward in our game. And his game was, you know, more direct, straighter, simpler. So all the good things that come in. Yeah, there's power play, but he's also in alone twice on the goalie 5-on-5. So those things will go for him, we know, over time.
Kulikov doesn't play often this season.
Yeah.
Is there something wrong with his game? And yesterday he was sitting on the bench for the good second half of the game.
Yeah, so he came off a very significant surgery this summer. As far as the game goes, we haven't had him killing penalties, and both teams were special teams the majority of the night. We've rotated him in and out of the lineup. He'll come out tonight, and Joe Morrow will go back. Some of it's the competition that we have on the blue line. We like our blue line. We think we've got a lot of good players there. So he's continuing kind of work his game back into shape, and when he does, he'll play more.
Any other changes tonight?
Nick Patan's going to go in for Jack Roslovic.
Hellebuck again?
Correct.